Well, we found that household poverty is a main cause, probably the main cause of child labor in agriculture. If a family is very poor, they perceive it as important that their children contribute to the household income, to the food production. That is a typical situation. But of course, beyond poverty, there are other causes of child labor. For example, a limited access to quality education. That's particularly true in rural areas. Sometimes parents also don't perceive that the offered education is valuable to the future of their children. There can also be cultural dimensions that in certain cultures, children are perceived to have to work and to learn about agricultural skills and so forth, which is in itself not a problem, but it becomes a problem if the expectation is that the children leave school early or if the expectation is that they should also undertake hazardous work. Further causes are that labor legislation is not always applied or enforced in agriculture. Too many countries also have very weak labor inspection systems and don't reach out to the rural areas.
And what can agriculture and food security programs do to improve the situation?
Well, actually, they already do a lot, but it goes unnoticed sometimes. Take, for example, poverty reduction programs. They help to increase income of households. And in many cases, we can assume that poverty reduction programs already contribute to reducing child labor by simply having a higher income and less economic need of the parents to send their children into work instead of school. There are also food security programs that are already targeting at times households that are vulnerable to making use of child labor. There's a wide range of agricultural practices and technologies that agricultural organizations promoting. Labor-saving technology have a great potential to reduce child labor. Same is true for safe agricultural practices because they can prevent hazardous child labor.
How can these programs improve?
Well, often what I've just mentioned, the positive impacts that these programs already have, is not documented, is not recorded. So if they would consistently integrate child labor concerns, we could on one side document good practices, but also in situations where we observe that there are some unintended negative impacts, we can take corrective actions in these programs to prevent that additional child labor is being created.
So how will this new handbook assist countries in tackling these issues or improving their programs?
Well, the handbook has been developed to provide really the practical knowledge needed to be sensitive to the issue of child labor when planning, monitoring, evaluating agriculture and food security programs. And it provides guidance and tools to measure both the positive but also the negative, as well as the intended and not intended impacts that programs and projects have on the situation of child labor in agriculture. We believe if monitoring and evaluation of child labor is more systematically integrated in a wide range of agricultural programs in many countries and being used by many different agricultural organizations, we could help reduce the overall large number of child laborers in agriculture.